The reading is taken from John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. It can be found on page 1064, that's 1064 in the Church Bibles, or page 1878, that's 1878 in the large print version. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here is a true Israelite, in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You shall see greater things than that." He then added, "I tell you the truth. You shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Don't know if you're a Christian believer or not, or somebody who's seeking and trying to find out more, but let's just ask that God might somehow meet with us in these next remaining minutes of the service. Lord, you saw those different men we've read about, and we ask that you would look on us and show yourself to us, and may we see you clearly. For Christ's sake, amen.
Amen.
Well, may I start this morning with a confession. I don't do Facebook. My wife does, and she says, "Look at this about so-and-so, a family member or a friend." But I've never looked at Facebook in my life on my own laptop. It's an extraordinary thing, Facebook, because how it begins is so strange on one level and yet so obvious, because Facebook is a friendship circle. And I'm told that when you sign up for Facebook, when you first register, they have no friends, and then you can later on press the add friends button, and so bit by bit, those you're in contact with, friends, perhaps others as well, suddenly grows and grows and grows. Well, currently, there are 2.1 billion users of Facebook. How many people here do Facebook? Hand up if you do Facebook. Yes, part of that 2.1 billion is people here in church. And this morning at 6 a.m., I googled up the answer to the question, who has the most followers on Facebook? Any ideas?
Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it's Rihanna, with 60 million, which is extraordinary, who apparently is as long as my email answer is correct, that's what I got this morning, the singer, 60 million people follow her as a friend. How that begins, I can't even imagine it. Well, the Christian church is about a third of the world population currently. It's growing very fast in Europe and Africa, and bit by bit, one by one, people are coming to become friends of Jesus Christ. And in that story, this bit of John, it all began with one man, the Lord Jesus, and in personal encounter with him. And the global growth of Christianity, whether it's Bob or Camilla, is all to do with individuals encountering Jesus Christ. Now in John's Gospel, John the Baptist is very self-deprecating, but suddenly in John chapter 1, he's pointing out who Jesus is. Verse 34, "I've seen and I testify that this is the Son of God." And then, when Jesus walks by, John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, "Look, the Lamb of God." Three observations about Jesus. Jesus calls people. When Jesus was seen, John the Baptist said, "Look, the Lamb of God." When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" "Come and see," he replied. The church began, in the New Testament sense, with Jesus calling two followers, two disciples. What did they grasp? He wasn't first a conqueror or a philosopher or an ethical teacher. No, he was the Lamb of God coming to rescue us from our self-centered world and give us a fresh start, a saviour from sin. And speak to anybody here who's a Christian. They have a deep sense of that forgiveness available to anyone in Jesus Christ. He calls, still calls people to himself. He also changes people. So verse 41, there's three disciples. We have there, we read about the first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him, "We found the Messiah," that is, the Christ. Two disciples to three disciples, because Jesus, we're told, looked at Simon. And the sense is of looking intently. He's looking into his heart, and it's a gaze of love. I think Camilla and Bob were both testify as others here, but they suddenly grasped, and it happened more and more and deeper as the years have gone by, the gaze of love of Jesus. And yes, Simon is given a new identity and a new life. Those he calls, he changes by his grace. And Bob used that word grace in what he said. "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated as Peter. I've learned this week in the Bible, never seen this before, but only in the Bible does God rename people. So Abram becomes Abraham. Jacob the deceiver becomes Israel, the one who knows God. And Simon Peter's life had been on shifting sand until that point, as in different ways Bob and Camilla would say theirs had been. And Jesus says, "Look, build on me and find me to be the rock, and be that rock yourself. Look, the Lamb of God, the one who takes away shame and guilt and sin." It's frightening, but if we accept his call, he doesn't leave us as we are or were. Now, Christopher Columbus, I mentioned before, discovered America, or rather he discovered a beach, didn't he, as he first arrived. And he landed, but there was so much more to discover. Indeed, a whole world. And perhaps you're thinking about the Christian faith. When you actually discover Jesus Christ, you suddenly discover a whole world opens up to you. It's quite extraordinary. It's very wonderful. I wonder, have you accepted that challenge? Jesus calls, he changes. Many challenges. This bloke called Nathaniel. And Philip's so grabbed by the captivating news, he finds Nathaniel and says to him this: "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" says Nathaniel. Philip says, "Come and see." Nathaniel wasn't so keen from where he was, Bethesda, to have to go down to Nazareth or look at somebody from there and meet them, that rather downtown place which wasn't so exciting as where he was from. But actually, Philip says, look, I've found the one I've been waiting for. Nathanael, come and meet him as well. And the Lord Jesus knows Nathanael deep down. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here is a true Israelite in whom there's nothing false. He's met with words of truth. And this man, Jesus says to him, I know that deep down you're a righteous Jew. You're waiting faithfully for Messiah. There's that rather funny picture at the end about the fig tree as well, isn't there? The Jew imagined being under a fig tree representing Israel, a place to sit and ponder the word and works of God. And that's what Jesus says, I saw you there. Well, the church of four becomes the church of five. And we are praying in this new year, as every year, that one by one, other men and women, girls and boys, will come to discover Jesus for who he is. There's an Old Testament story where there are angels ascending and descending between heaven and earth. But it ends, we get to finish here, with this. I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Friends, do you want to be a friend of God's? Do you want to find God? The mediator is Jesus Christ, who brings us from earth to heaven. May I implore you, if you've not taken that seriously yet, have a word with myself or Hugh or Steve, and we'd love to help you discover more of who Jesus is. In my experience, nobody has equaled Jesus Christ. And I'm glad and thrilled to call myself a Christian believer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.